Today on the podcast, we're talking about energy, how it's the currency of our world, of our life, and of course, how to get a little bit more of it. Hi, and welcome to Happy Healthy Human Radio. I am your host, Samantha Attard, coming at you from the beautiful Washington, D.C. I'm an Ayurveda coach, yoga instructor, and doula, sharing with you all the things I am learning about and teaching about in my everyday so we can all find just a little more balance and bliss and confidence. I truly appreciate you being a part of this community, and if you do enjoy this podcast, please subscribe, rate, and leave a review on iTunes or share with a friend. It's really helpful for getting the word out there about the podcast, for making sure more people see it, and not that I like to be externally motivated, but it sometimes helps to know that people are listening, because otherwise it's just me in my dining room talking to myself. So thank you. Today, let's talk about energy. So I actually just posted up on my Instagram stories about how after 4 days of feeling such low energy, I think I'm finally coming back to life today. And I think a lot of things contributed to this. I think I actually hit a burnout at the end of last week because I had a full day of teaching, which was great last Friday. But then Friday night, 10 o'clock, went into the hospital with my doula client and was up all night until about 10 a.m. the next morning with the birth of her baby. And I think the culmination of all of that energy, I think it wiped me out for a couple days. And so I woke up today, I'm like, oh my gosh, I feel like me again. Like, this is really nice. I was getting a little worried about what was going on. And so it was really nice to come out of that energy hole, as it were. But actually, even before today, I've really been thinking a lot about energy all week and the importance of energy, because truly energy is currency. You know, we think about money as currency and that exchange of goods and services for dollar bills. But if we think about it in a much more global sense and holistic sense, energy is really our currency. Everything that we do, when we move, when we eat, we sleep, we think, we feel, it's all giving and taking energy. And this is with ourselves. So for example, if I eat, I am fueling or energizing myself, but it's also in relationship to others, because you can have conversations with people that really energize you or conversations with people that really drain you. So the exchange that is happening, it is not just words, it is not just calories, it is truly on a deeper sense energy. And it's interesting because we often think about energy in a very literal physical sense, again, the idea of like calories as energy. But we know that our emotions and our thought patterns also carry energy to them. So it's not just, well, I take in 2,000 calories and I burn them away with exercise. We also burn them away with our thoughts and our feelings and our emotions. A simple example of this is that we know stress burns calories, and not in like a good way, good, stress out more because you're going to be thinner. No, that's not really how it works. But stress burns calories, that fatigue can occur from emotional issues, that even thinking, if you work really hard on a test, right, you are using glucose in your brain to make all of those connections. And so there is a mental and physical connection in our energy. And to get a little quantum mechanics on you, I believe that there is that exchange between matter and energy. So our physical calories can get burned energetically and emotionally. And the same way, we can gain energy from emotion and thought, and then, you know, potentially burn it away in a physical sense as well. So it's almost like if you garner up all this energy, almost even from excitement, and then you can suddenly run a little extra time. So that's this change between mental and physical. And I think that often we don't really acknowledge the importance of energy in our world. I mean, of course, we talk about it like, oh, I'm so tired. Oh my gosh, waking up this morning. Oh gosh. Well, you know, again, we're still thinking about it very physically and not thinking about it as truly our life's vitality, which is really what energy is, right? The more, if you have energy, you have life. If you don't have energy, there is no life, right? Things that are inanimate don't vibrate in the same way that a human vibrates, the same way that a human or a live thing gives off energy. So I wanted to share a list today of things and places where I've been thinking about energy getting spent without you even realizing it. Because again, because we're not always thinking about all of our life's actions in terms of the energy gain or loss, we're doing a lot of things that are frittering away our energy without us even knowing about it. So here's like a little list that I started making today. The first one that came to brain, scrolling Instagram or going onto social media or just in general, mindless internet surfing. Think about this, right? Like, how good does it really feel when you click away from your work to go check a website? Like, really deep down, does it really feel good? Does it really feel in alignment? Does it really feel intentional? Oftentimes, no. And that energy is in the form of attention. Right? You're giving attention to the words that you're trying to understand, to the pictures that you're taking in, to the flashing lights and the laughter and the, you know, disgust or whatever happens when you are looking at the websites that you are scrolling. But this is an energy drainer, right? We go from being maybe focused on work or having a conversation with someone to diverting energy, like we divert a stream into some social media. Big energy loss. And again, you know, let's take a step back and remember, like, if we really think of energy as something that is vital and, dare I say, even sacred, gosh, like, what a waste, right? So this was a big, and there's a reason why it's number one on my list. And that's because when I was starting to make this list, I clicked over to Facebook and then I realized, oh, there's number one. I feel it. I feel it. Number two, places that you lose the energy, your energy is getting spent without you even realizing, resisting and resistance. So think about the energy you spend dreading something, right? So you have a meeting in 3 days and you've been thinking about it for the last 5 hours and going through all the different scenarios and it consumes your thoughts when you're on the bus and when you're walking and when you're trying to go to sleep, right? That is energy. Those are thoughts. Those are emotions. That is energy. So the resistance or fear, or this shouldn't be happening, that is energy. And that's a place that we don't realize we're spending energy, but truly we are taking up brainwaves, we are taking up space in our world to be resisting. Talking negatively about yourself, a place where you're spending energy without you even realizing it. And maybe the talking negatively about yourself, it is just a subsection or a subsection, I'll say, of mindless chatter or mind chatter or compulsive thoughts. So maybe compulsive thoughts is the more broader category, but within that, we spend a lot of time talking negatively about ourselves. The other one is talking negatively about others in our brains, like spending all of that energy talking about how that person shouldn't be doing X, Y, or Z, talking about why that those shoes aren't as good as yours, why blank, you know, why you suck compared to that other person. Like, gosh, even just saying it, I feel it gives me a little heebie-jeebies. It feels, this is crappy energy. And again, I'm not saying I'm immune to this in any way, shape, or form. This podcast also exists to teach me. But wow, when you really say it out loud, right? Like if you actually talked out all of the little thoughts that are going on in your brain every day, you realize, you become a little more aware of, shoot, this is just energy leaking out of me. This is just energy slowly, slowly moving away, away, away. So that talking negatively about ourselves or others, that judgment, it is just a little valve leaking energy out of our bodies. It is just thought patterns that are taking up energy in our world. I mean, like, think about how nice it would be if your brain wasn't spending all that time talking negatively about yourself or others. You'd just sit. You would actually just conserve. And you wouldn't be spending that precious, sacred life energy on these compulsive thoughts. Protection. This is a really big one and something that is newer to me. So last week or over the last couple of weeks, I was reading The Untethered Soul. It's a book by Michael Singer. It was actually recommended to me by a woman that was on the Ayurvedic retreat that we had in June. And actually all of us that were on the retreat ended up reading this book. It was amazing. And one of the things he talks about there is the energy that we take to protect our hearts, right? That we have seen that the world is not always an easy place. And so as a result, we build all this armor. We build all of this heavy artillery, machinery, whatever you'd like to call it, to ostensibly protect ourselves. But think about it. If you're walking around with a 100-pound sack all day, every day, you're going to burn more calories. You're going to use more energy. And so that protection comes with a cost. It comes with an energetic cost. And to jump ahead a little bit, you know, he says, Michael Singer says, you know, we can drop that. The protection via armor is not the only way, and that we can indeed find a different way of being in the world, which we'll talk about in a moment. But first, acknowledging, oh, protecting ourselves takes energy, right? Like being aware, being able to run away as soon as we need, like that takes energy. And in general, this kind of relates to the Instagram, but any sort of, I call it idle conversation, and this is not to say stop having small talk, but you know the times when you're having conversations or you're doing something that is not helping you. I mean, I would argue that even potentially like TV can be doing this, maybe even books sometimes, like that where you're giving energy to something that you don't really, that isn't serving you, that there's not a balance in the energetic exchange when you are just leaking energy because there's nothing else to do. So these are sneaky ways that energy is getting spent without us even realizing. So again, to go over those again, we had scrolling Instagram, resistance, compulsive thinking, particularly talking negatively about yourself and others, self-protection, and idle conversation. And what's fascinating about this is that when we get rid of these leakages, when we plug up these little holes, oh my God, there's a vitality. There is a strength. There is just a presence that is really beautiful. And because the world works this way, I was actually reading an email that I get every single day. Absolutely highly recommend it. It's from Brian Johnson from Optimize. So the website's optimize.me. And he has these things called Plus Ones, which are daily little emails with life lessons. They're absolutely phenomenal. And the one that came up today was about the, I think it's a Chinese concept of, it's called Wu Wei, so W-U-W-E-I, and he has this explanation in it, and I'll do this right here. It's from Alan Slingerland, who talks about some of this ancient wisdom, and he says, people in Wu Wei feel as if they are doing nothing, while at the same time they might be creating a brilliant work of art, smoothly negotiating a complex social situation, or even bringing the entire world into harmonious order. For a person in Wu Wei, proper and effective conduct follows as automatically as the body gives in to the seductive rhythm of a song. So this idea of, another piece he says, the dynamic, effortless, and unself-conscious state of mind. Oh, right? That because we're not frittering away our energy, we can be that much more present in our moment and thus that much more effective. This is a lesson I learned recently, or I have been learning in my teaching and as well as in my yoga teaching. I'm working very hard. It's work in progress. My effort is to get rid of some of the verbal tics, like the likes and the ums, and also to be more precise in my language. It's always been something that is a feature of my language, of a lot of people's language in my family, where we accidentally say the wrong word. So I meant to say left, I say right, or I meant to say boat, I say car, you know, so usually they're related, but it just, the wrong word slips out. And something I've noticed is that when I slow down, if I get just 3% more present, I don't have those verbal tics. If I get 3% more present, I actually say what I mean, and I don't have those verbal tics present. It's pretty darn incredible. And so to me, this is what this Wu Wei is saying. And this is what happens when we're not leaking energy. We can. We have the vitality. We have the currency to be right here and actually react, respond, assert in the way that we mean to. I don't know about you, but I'm into that. I think that's a really good idea. And it's amazing how cool it feels to actually be present in something. So, first off, I hope you like to notice that as soon as I started that talk, I completely dropped all the likes and all the uhs. If you need to rewind 45 seconds, check it out. It's kind of crazy. But where do we go from here? So we know, we've decided, hopefully you're in agreement with me, that energy is a vital currency, that in some senses you could even say it is sacred, and that we are leaking our energy out all over the floor, leaking that energy all over. We're standing in a puddle of energy leak. So what do? Michael Singer in The Untethered Soul, he says, just stop. To that, which I say, well, easier said than done. So for me, then, the first step is recognizing and deciding that it's possible to not leak the energy in this way. That it's possible that I don't need resisting, talking negatively, judgment, self-protection, idleness, Instagram, that those things aren't actually serving me. And in fact, I can thrive without them. Because this is what's interesting about humanity, right? Even when we're making an irrational decision, there's something that is telling us that it's the right thing to do. So ultimately, we are never, very rarely, I'll say very rarely, saying, you know, this thing is really not good for me, but screw it, I'm going to do it anyway. Yes, we might say that, but deep down, we believe that that thing is giving us something, right? So I'll use a dumb example. I'll use the example of like ice cream. You know you shouldn't be having ice cream at midnight, and you're like, I know it's not good for me. Screw it, I'm going to have it anyway. Okay, yes, ostensibly you realize it's not good for you, but underneath that talk of I want ice cream, screw it, I'm going to have it anyway, is I want ice cream, I need ice cream, it's going to give me something, right? It's going to fill some hole, emotional, physical, energetic, whatever it is. So even when we intellectually know something to be true, we need to physically decide, actually, it's possible to live without it. So what does scrolling Instagram give me? You know, it's checking in. It's sometimes it's a sense of trying to be connected. Sometimes it's a sense of trying to, you know what's going on, to be in the know. There's a lot of FOMO there. It could be, I don't want to say checking in on competitors or something, because I don't like to think in that sense, but saying, oh, what are other people up to? So again, it kind of goes back to FOMO. Or did people like my post? Did anyone comment? So it's self-affirmation. What does resistance get me? I believe that if I sit there and I say, this isn't fair, this isn't fair, this isn't fair, maybe some divine thing will come down and say, you're right, Sam, sorry, we shouldn't have made that happen to you. Or that if I judge myself, maybe that'll convince me to change. And if I judge others, maybe that'll convince them to change. Side note, it definitely won't. Check out my podcast all about how to change others, because it's impossible. That's the Cliff's Notes version. But ultimately, all of these things that are frittering away our energy, we've been convinced that we need them for some purpose. So I think the first thing is actually deciding, you know what, maybe I don't need them. Maybe it is possible for me to exist without it. It is possible for me to not be protecting myself 24/7 and still survive in this world. So recognizing you don't need those crutches is a really huge piece of starting to move past it and starting to live without them so you can really build in that energy. So then the other two pieces of this, of how do we go about it in every single day, is one, trying in tiny moments, in tiny places, to really focus that energy. So for example, in doing this podcast, suddenly I have to be really present and really aware of everything I say. This is a great micro moment for me to practice doing that. It helps that I'm being recorded. But now, as I practice this, I can bring this same presence into my conversations with friends. Awesome. The other one is also recognizing really where is the place that you fritter away the most energy. What's the one that feels most annoying, most grating, you are really ready to let go of? Because for some people it is, you know what, I need to get rid of Instagram for now, or I need to set a rule around when I'm going to turn it on. For other people, it's noticing the judgment. And as soon as I say, you know, a certain phrase or that person is blank, that means it's time to shut it down. It's time to be quiet. So choose the one place that your energy is leaking all over the floor a little bit too much and say, okay, I'm going to start noticing that. And when I see that, I'm going to say, hi, I see you. And I choose to keep my energy here today. And just affirm that to yourself. I choose to direct my energy to a positive place. I choose to energize myself. I choose to embolden myself. I choose to empower myself with my energy. I choose where my energy goes. And that's, I think, the first step. And I can say from the moments that I have experienced this sense of energy, of true, strong, connected energy, that it is so worth it, that it feels so good. A friend and I on Tuesday were talking about times that we've traveled. I did an Ayurveda retreat in India. She did a yoga training in Bali. And we talked about how in both of those times, we felt this lightness about ourselves. I think we definitely felt a wu-wei in those times. And it was because we were not frittering away energy. Our days and our times were spent mindfully. And it was a really beautiful thing. And I will definitely say, having experienced it, I would be very willing to experience it again. And I hope that you have interest in experiencing it as well, because I think you'd really like it. I would love to hear your responses to this to this podcast. See, there goes the different word. I got relaxed and here we are. I would love to hear your responses to this podcast, and especially, where are you going to reduce your energy leakage? Where are you going to take care of one of those little rivers that are flowing? I would love, love, love to hear from you on what you are going to do to help preserve your divine, precious energy. Send me a message over on Instagram. I'm at BeHappyHealthyHuman, or you can go to BeHappyHealthyHuman.com. Sending you lots of love and light, and that light in me very humbly bows to the same light, that same energy, that same vitality in each one of you. Namaste, friends.